Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United. Whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, well, what a rainy day here in the FLA.
Crazy day. Mm-hmm.
Happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. excuse me, I got a little flummocus there. Hope everybody had a good week. Hope everybody here in the FLA was able to stay a little bit dry today. I work outside, so I was wet and dry throughout the day. Mm-hmm.
And not struck by lightning.
Right. I think it's, I think they say that you're getting old when you say that, we really needed the rain.
We needed this.
We needed this.
Well, we needed one round, not, what was it, three,
it just
four?
It just kept coming in spurts. It rained real heavy earlier at one point, and it was like, wow, this is the hardest I've seen it rain in a while. And that lasted for, I don't know, maybe about 10 minutes. It was a good downpour, but then the rest of them were just sort of spitting all the rest of the day.
No, yeah. Not mine.
Not real heavy.
Mine came in and deluge. Deluge.
Yeah, we got the original one. And the thing is, what's so funny is I just looked at the radar, and it was like, it looks like we're okay. And then all of a sudden, I was like, well, where the hell is this coming from? You know what I mean? Oh, no, we're getting jazz cutting in.
Oh, no, was supposed to stop.
And we're early.
Okay. Anyways, all right, hold on. I know how to fix this. Just give me a minute.
Should I just keep going?
Or we're gonna go. We're going to go off air and come right back.
Okay. We'll be right back. Anyway, folks, we just came back. We were told that we were having jazz music cut into our show. So Steph cut us off of the live feed and brought us back up. She did whatever she does over there and brought us back up. And here we are. We're back. We were talking about that it was a rainy day and that kind of thing. And we're hoping that everybody stayed dry, at least. Anyway. Let's see. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here in the studio, we have the usual suspects. Across the table from me is my blushing bride, Stephanie. She's operating the board, handling the heavy lifting over there. Next to her is our boy, Ty Ginn. And then, of course, little old me, Marco. And hold on. I guess we're... I think we're good. That was just a repeat. Okay. Are we good or what?
We are good, but nobody heard when you came back the first time I tried to go back. So everything you said before, you're listening either on Radio St. Pete or Sunshine 96.7, nobody heard.
Well, we're here now.
Well, yeah. Well, I basically just said that, as I always do, we're coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. From our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio located in the historic Jungle Prado neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. Mm-hmm. And then I guess everybody heard who the usual suspects were.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I usually say is 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. If you want to play along with the show, we have a lot of stuff to talk about this evening, things that you may want to comment on, and you certainly can. We invite you to do so. That number again, 727-804-5891. We'd love to hear from you. Either usually we like a text message.
It's the way to go.
It's the way to go. It's the way of the future. Calls are good, but texts are good. Are gooder.
Right?
Much gooder.
Much gooder.
Bigglier.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess now we, I'm guessing our technical issues are
I believe they
us.
Are resolved, but right. this is typical of today for me. So
yeah.
It started out with my Walmart order having issues.
Yeah.
And it's just everything I've touched today has not gone the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, are you, I think you need to pull your mic a little bit closer to your mouth or something.
I'd probably need to turn me up.
Yeah.
That's it. I quit. Some days.
This says
just
after a bumpy start, you're coming through fine.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bumpy start, bumpy day.
I got your bumpy.
Thunderstorms,
yeah.
Lightning strikes.
Right.
It's been great.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see. So we're all aware that it's hurricane season. And I think we're all sighing a sigh of relief that Hurricane Erin slid on by without issue.
Erin.
She's a big one.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Erin is one of the
a big girl.
Well, she's one of the biggest storms ever recorded. Huge storm.
Huge.
Yep, huge.
Thank God she slid on by.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And would be nice if she was a little further out there in the Atlantic than she is.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures
covering some ground.
I've seen some pictures of Nag's Head and stuff like that, and it's like, some of those beachfront properties might be gone.
Real cheap now.
Yeah, right. Or a little farther back, a little more inland. Yeah. I think we're all happy that there's another storm out there. And listen, I go to Mike's weather page a lot. And if you are not familiar with Mike's weather page, check him out. He's not an actual meteorologist, but he's somebody who really loves weather and is sort of
he's on the spectrum.
Well, he might be on the spectrum, but he's devoted his life to giving honest and he's not a fear mongerer. You know, that kind of thing. He's going to let you know what he really thinks, and he's basing his information on what he's learned so far about meteorology and what he gets from the actual meteorologist. You know what I mean?
And he gives you the facts.
Yeah, right. Anyway, he was telling us that, Erin is so big, that kind of thing. There's another one right behind Erin that's going to follow Erin. And then, of course, there's another one out there, a third one.
99-0.
Yeah, whatever it is, it looks like it's probably going to peter out. So, but we're still really early in hurricane season. I mean, we're August.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think some of our biggest storms come in like September.
Yeah, we usually peak about mid-September.
Well, September's just a couple weeks ago. September, October, we've had some big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually
and it goes to what? November. November 30th.
Right. End of November.
Right.
And usually our good storms are, you know, the G, H
right.
in the lineup.
And so we just had Erin slide on by. That
That's
was
only
with an
E.
E. That wasn't Aaron.
Aaron.
That was Erin. Erin with an E. E-R-I-N. So anyway, let's see.
So we're only a couple, F, G, H.
This is something that we never did, but some of us are not happy that Publix is no longer doing hurricane cakes.
They should.
Mm-hmm. Well, people have signed a petition to bring them back. And then I read today that Publix stopped making the hurricane cakes back in 2023 due to the sensitivity or due to sensitivity concerns after Hurricane Ian and Nicole, which caused significant loss of life.
You know what? Don't eat the cake.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, are you saying that you by having a cake, it would have swayed the storm one way or the other? Or mm-hmm. Somebody, you know, are you, if you have the cake, that means you're celebrating the destruction of the, you know, the storm? That kind of, it's all crap.
Can't we just have cake?
Can't we? Right. That's colorful and right. Swirly.
Yep. Anyway, Publix says, petition all you like. We're not bringing them back. And it's due to concerns about making light of natural disasters. And I don't know. I'm not. Listen, I think people make too much of things when it comes to, I mean, having a cake. Let's say you've got small kids in the house that don't really understand what the situation is, and they know that their parents are a little on edge, and maybe to take the edge off of them so they don't get so creeped out, hey, we're going to have cake. You know, things might get sketchy, but we're still having cake.
Well, and hurricanes are like a snow day.
Yeah, right, yeah. Can be. Yeah.
Until your roof blows off and right. Your house washes away.
I don't know. I think if I was Publix, I'd be like, you know, stuff it. You know, we're going to make the cakes.
Yep.
You don't get to tell us what to do. But that's the world we live in. Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the world we live in. Yep. Anyway, so no hurricane maybe, cakes in the near future anyway.
Maybe we should ask the governor. He could weigh in.
Oh, I'm sure he'd allow.
We just have to call it woke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And we'll be right back.
Do you see how woke Publix is being
mm-hmm. By, mm-hmm. Not.
By not doing the hurricane cakes?
Now hurricane cakes mm-hmm. are mandatory.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Every year, every household will be forced to get a hurricane cake. Yeah. I'm sorry. Hold on. We watched the third episode of South Park's new season last night. And
we always pre-watch it. Guys.
Yeah, they're still pretty obsessed with pointing out that Trump has a tiny penis. So well, that's one of the things I got from the
episode.
I don't
think it's changed.
He hasn't gone to some Chinese doctor for some sort of implant or mm-hmm. something.
One of his...
He's not taking the ashwagandha or whatever it is that's supposed to make your junk grow or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing the salt trick or whatever it's called.
What?
I see these ads all the time. It's like, really?
You know those are targeted ads, right?
Somebody must know something. Anyway. hold on. Sorry.
So you need a lozenge?
I do need a lozenge.
Here.
What is that?
Oh, that's a sour patch.
No. See how you are, Ty? You're trying to hijack the whole show.
That would have been hilarious.
We've already had technical issues. Now you're going to put me in a coma with a sour patch over here.
Look, don't sass me, boy. I need to crap.
It's already been a day. Thank you very much.
You need to crap. I need to pee. Bad timing for both of us. Anyway. excuse me.
great.
I'm disappointed that I haven't been able to watch the Little League World Series this year. First time I've missed it in forever. However, I am a TikTokian, and I've gotten to see some really great videos. And you know, really, up until this point, it's just a lot of you know, sloppy little games and stuff like that. When you get to this week. Sunday is like the championship game, and now it's where you've got the best teams going head-to-head, and a lot of the videos that I've been seeing over the last couple of days, it's mind blowing for me because these are all 10, 11, and 12 year old boys, right? And sometimes there's a girl on the team,
right?
But 10, 11, and 12 year olds, and they're playing Little League ball. And I'm looking at the level of the play, and I'm like, we were never like that. we never played like, we look like the Bad News Bears at best.
I was going to say.
I mean, these kids all look like pros. I mean, their uniforms are tight. You know what I mean? All their equipment is tight. Everything's good to go. I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, these kids could actually be the future Major League Baseball players. You know what I mean? I mean, there are Major League Baseball players that play today that were actually in the Little League World
right.
Series. But these kids, it's amazing to me how good they are. It's a lot of fun. Like I say, I haven't been able to watch all of it like I usually do. But what I've seen so far, I mean, that's I've gotten my... You know,
you've gotten enough of your fix.
I've gotten enough of it. Yeah. Anyway, the Little League World, I guess the championship game is this Sunday.
Okay.
So.
Well, we'll see if we can find a place to watch it.
And usually, what it comes down to is you've got the best team from the U.S. against whatever.
International
right.
team.
I was going to say foreign team.
Oh my God!
International.
How very presidential.
Yes.
True patriot.
Sorry.
I know.
Oh, let me get the bill.
Yeah, get it here. Closer. Please.
Just in case. It's going to be that kind of show.
It could be.
We're on a path.
I'm having a hard time breathing, which means I'm getting a lack of oxygen.
He's going down.
I'm going down, man.
Great.
Yeah. Let's see. If you've been listening for a while, you know that our show, the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, was nominated for a Best Radio Show and Best Podcast in the Creative Loafing's Best of the Bay competition. Sunshine 96.7 FM was also nominated, as were several other shows from the station. Last night at midnight was your last opportunity to cast a vote for us. If you did vote for us, thank you so very much. It means the world to me and to us. If you did not vote for us, a pox on you and your family. A pox on you.
Shame.
We'll get little voodoo dolls.
Debbie wants to know why I can't see the Little League World Series. Well, we changed our whole TV thing.
Yeah,
it's not
know,
in our whatever.
I have yet to figure it out in my cost cutting of the household budget.
Right.
You know, how many streaming services add up to twice as much money as what you were paying for cable?
Right. Anyway, listen, I
just look, watch it on YouTube.
We're going to be, we can't.
Why not?
Because it's a premium subscription.
I'm okay with it. Listen.
See, this is what's happening. Like, the Little League World Series is only being shown on ESPN.
Right.
So you can't watch it without a subscription to ESPN. You know, you can't watch NFL football.
I can assure you, there are ways to see it.
And well, I'm sure there are. But, you know, this whole...
Debbie Dane Gray says she voted every day.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. That means
yes,
a lot.
You. It does mean a lot.
Hopefully, you know, there were more than the two of us voting every day.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Listen, when it all comes down to it, as far as the voting goes, when you think about it, if this is a prime example of voter tampering.
Right.
They tell you that you can vote once a day,
mm-hmm.
every day.
Yeah.
Did I vote more than once? Damn right I did.
Did it count? No. That's why you kept getting logged out.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I
you got to make separate email accounts.
And see, they look for that. They're watching. Look, we didn't cheat.
No.
You vote.
They told us we could vote every day, and I voted.
I voted.
I didn't vote every day, but
most
I voted.
Days.
I voted a few times.
Few times.
few hundred times. No, I didn't vote that.
Look, we're going to need a few hundred thousand more votes. What are we going to do about
it's
this?
It's too late.
We need more. Well, next year.
It's never too late.
We just
don't
need,
you remember?
We just need more listeners.
Right.
We'll demand a recount.
Well, and they didn't make it very easy for some people to vote.
Your mom says she voted every day as well.
Yes, she did. Thank
so
you,
So we've
Mom.
Got a lot of voter fraud over here.
Every
backing up the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. I'm glad to hear it, folks. Thank
you
so
much.
You
make it.
It means so much to me and all of you that are now admitting your guilt and voter fraud. No
it's
pox
not
on
fraud.
You.
You're allowed to vote once a day, every day.
No pox on you, but you the know. Rest of you, the whole family.
You're a part of this thing we have.
Pox, and more pox. Smallpox, big pox, chicken pox.
Monkey pox.
Monkey pox.
You're getting the pox. And I hope you like it. Anyway, let's see. Are you feeling lucky? Tomorrow night's Powerball drawing is worth an estimated $700 million.
Yeah, I'm buying a ticket.
$700 million would just about do it. That's I think that's considered FU money. Even if you take the one-time payout and get half, it's still like $350 million.
Yeah. Why would
that's still
you
considered
do that?
FU money.
Why would you do that?
Why would you get the one-time payout?
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid that the way the government's going right now, guess what's going to happen? Oh, well, we've decided to seize your payments.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We looked into your past, and it seems like you had a speeding ticket, or your last name might be Gomez, or your heritage might be questionable, so we're going to have to seize your money. Mm-hmm. No, you get your money, and you bury it in your backyard.
In Canada, because we're getting out of here.
Yeah. I mean, you win that kind of money, you don't take it to the bank. I want suitcases full of money buried in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? Yes, voting is done. I don't know. I'm so afraid of taking the, you know, whatever the annual payment, just because I just know what's going to happen. One of your next payment's going. I didn't get my payment. Oh, well, we sort of ran out of money.
Well, I mean,
or the regime decided that your money would be better spent. You know,
the lottery isn't Christian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and maybe my math is off, but if you take the payments, it's $35 million a year for 20 years.
Man, that's,
I mean, that's still pretty cool.
It's still good money.
Then you get it all. You don't give up half.
That's true. But, you know, at what point?
Well,
I don't know how much time the country has left.
Well, and I'm sorry.
I don't know how much longer I want to be in the country.
Even if you only get the first payment of $35
million,
if you can't make that work, you're doing something wrong. Just my opinion.
Mm. Yeah, Debbie Dan says she's in on one-time payout for sure. You know, I don't know. I just have the fear. I get what you're saying. I mean, look, if you get the one payment and it's $35 million, you're still way better off than you were.
Than you were.
You know, but, you know, then you're like, you know, am I going to get next year's payment? I mean, the way things are going, things are kooky.
It's not looking good.
Things are kooky. Things could, your whole situation could be changed because of somebody had a bad day.
Yeah, well, and...
Somebody thought that your bigly money would be better bigly in my pocket.
The value of the dollar could become the value of the peso.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what else do I have?
I don't know. It's just been a day. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we've got more technical difficulties in our future.
probably. Here's something. Tomorrow is National Cuban Sandwich Day. Everybody here in the room a fan of a Cuban sandwich?
Absolutely.
I am too.
Ty is. I don't know. They're not my first choice.
It's never been my first choice either, but every time I think I need to exfoliate the roof of my mouth, I'm down, man. Uh-huh. I'm down, and I'm such a pro about this exfoliation that prior to, I eat a bowl of Cap'n Crunch cereal.
Oh, so
let's get the pre-exfoliation.
We're going right to the bone.
It's going to be, the roof of your mouth is going to be nothing but skull. We're going to exfoliate the roof of your mouth so bad that your brain might drop down to your tongue. Gross. I don't know. I dig a good Cuban sandwich, and I saw something earlier today that they were talking about that the Cuban sandwich didn't even really start out in Cuba.
No.
That it really kind of started out in Ybor City.
Yes.
And it was sort of like a conglomeration of all the different heritages there. It's like the ham came from the Italians, and the Cubans brought this, and
it
was a whole thing. So for the Cubans to get all the credit, that's kind of, they should have called it the Ybor sandwich.
Right.
Well, I'm sure here soon.
Mm-hmm.
That could change.
Yeah.
The best Cuban sandwich I ever had, and I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but the pork. And you were with me, Ty.
Yeah, I think the pork, they said, is the one that comes from Cuba.
Well, this Cuban sandwich had, like, shredded, almost like pulled pork,
mm-hmm.
instead of it being all, like, deli-style meat. It was actual shredded pork.
That's how it's supposed to be.
And, actual... like ham off the bone, not something that's put together with deli meats.
I feel like you've made some homemade ones before that were pretty damn good.
Well, and that's because I followed the example from that particular restaurant versus...
Debbie Dan Gray says she's having gin martinis with stuffed olives.
That sounds delightful.
And then she says, Rust Bucket Cuban is so good, so it must be a place called Rust Bucket.
Yes,
so.
We went to the Rust Bucket. I should have tried their Cuban. If I had known we were going to discuss it later, I would have had one when
we were
there.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be Cuban Sandwich Day tomorrow.
So
who knew? I just found out today.
Holidays.
I know. Mm-hmm. And I could have been doing research on my field trip.
Right. Here's a couple of things to get out there right before the break. Robert Redford turned 89 years old on Monday.
89.
Yeah, and then I had a little thing. I said, not so handsome anymore, are you, Bob? That's mean.
That is mean.
Well, why did I say that?
Because you're like that. August, we know you.
August 19th was the 48th anniversary of the passing of Groucho Marx.
Oh.
He was 86 years old when he passed, but he passed in like 1977. Yeah. So Groucho Marx
would have been 150.
150 years old today. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. This is a little ditty. It's an old ditty, but I think it kind of represents the sign of the times. Dig this. We'll be right back. All right, well, that was Buffalo Springfield with For What It's Worth. And if you listen to the words of that song, well, it kind of...
It applies.
There is a man with a gun over there.
Yeah, right.
And a mask.
And he might take you away.
And
to God only knows where.
And his shirt says ICE.
Mm-hmm.
But he has no identification.
Anyway. Let's see, 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. We are Stephanie, Ty, and me, Mark, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Welcome back. Let's see, I was wondering what we're going to get into when we came back from the break, and staring me right in the face is Cracker Barrel changed their logo and people are losing their minds.
No cracker, barrel.
They took the cracker and the barrel off the logo and people are losing their minds. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, they didn't change the food at all.
Nope.
But now all of a sudden.
I didn't even think they were still open. I haven't been to a Cracker Barrel in at least 10 years.
I probably am the same, and I'm thinking I've probably been to Cracker Barrel in my life maybe twice. And listen, I get it. I was not offended by the food. I thought the food was good. What I didn't like about Cracker Barrel is that it was so loud in there.
Yep.
It was a lot like eating in junior high school cafeteria. It was like, is there going to be a riot in here? I mean, everybody was so loud. It was just, you can't even have a conversation at your own table because you have to speak above everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I didn't like about it.
To me,
yeah.
The two things about Cracker Barrel, one, their gift shop.
Yeah. Right.
I love.
Well, listen, we got those two great stained glass windows out of there.
And the lamp in the library, my sweatshirt.
Right. Yeah.
They have great stuff in their gift shop.
But are you so attracted to Cracker Barrel because of their logo?
No. Number two is if you're ever traveling, like driving long distance,
right.
You know, here to Ohio or whatever, and you need to use the restroom.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel is always safe, friendly, clean. Whether you order food, buy anything in the gift shop, it's
a good place to go.
It's way better than stopping at the gas station that you have to go in and get a key.
Well, you know how I am.
They are a racist company, though.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's a bad thing.
I did not know that either. But
yeah, but they took the cracker off the logo.
Changed their ways.
You guys know how I am. I don't like to use the bathroom anywhere but here at home, especially for a two.
A two.
A dose.
Code brown.
I have rarely. I can't even remember. Like I will go at work if I am, because I get there at dark 30, and I know I'm the only one there. You know, so I don't have a problem with that. But if I had to go at work in the middle of the day when there's the long crew there, there's other people. I'm like, I don't know, man. I might just have an accident. I just can't bring myself into going in there, you know.
Too many people.
Yeah, but I mean, I think about, you know, where would I go if there was like an emergency when I'm driving? And I hear people talk all the time, like Publix is a good spot.
I don't know.
Walgreens is a good spot.
I don't know about that either.
That's what I heard. And now mom's saying Cracker Barrel is a good spot.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel is.
I mean,
and not, look.
Depending on how bad you got to go,
Publix.
I mean, you can't sometimes be choosy.
I agree with the Publix. I agree with the Walgreens. It's just.
Don't you love it when we have poop talk?
Yes.
Well, and not just for, you know, pooping.
Well,
but
you know what I mean.
You know, when, especially for a woman, when you're out in public. There are certain public restrooms.
Debbie Dan Gray, Publix is good.
Publix is very good.
See? Publix wins. They're not making those damn cakes anymore, but those bathrooms.
Those bathrooms, spot on.
They're all right.
Oh, man.
I just don't like to go anywhere but here. I don't know. It's no bueno. Let's see. I did see earlier today donation split. What is that? I'm not sure what that means. That just came from my dad.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Hold on.
Did you miss a message in between?
What is this? Donation split. Oh, I'm not sure what this means. I can't really see it. I don't have my glasses on, but I'll have to next break I'll check this out and try to figure it out.
Figure it out.
Or I see the text bubbles coming up, so maybe he's going
He's going to explain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elaborate.
Cracker Barrel donation split. Oh, okay. So whatever they gave a lot to the 93% of their money went to the Republican Party.
So. Mm. See, I said they were racist.
Right.
Okay.
No, you know what? No bell. That's just true. We don't do the bell for facts.
Well, listen, Nobel.
But
you don't get the Nobel. I need my own bell over here. No, give me my bell back.
No.
But didn't Walmart also?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so
and Home Depot and
you know, pick your
right.
Pick your store.
Yeah, but nobody's bitching about their logos. So
I saw something that was a little hopeful. U.S. District Judge Kathleen Sullivan said that Alligator Alley is going to have to shut down.
Yeah, that won't. Yeah.
No more. They can't accept anymore, and they're going to have to start dismantling it.
Well, they've already started building, a thousand other ones?
So
it doesn't matter.
In my mind, they knew that this was coming. They knew that this wasn't going to fly. It was a really good PR stunt for them to make it seem like, yeah, we're rounding them all up and we're sounding them down to be eaten by alligators.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that messaging? And that's the exact messaging that they were putting out.
Yep.
Yeah, they were making fun of it. They're going to be eaten by mosquitoes. They're going to be eaten by alligators. It's hot as hell. It's going to flood. You know.
That mentality
it's so bad.
Frightening.
Yeah.
It's sickening.
Yep, it is. Anyway, so I don't know if it will in fact ever be shut down. But,
I doubt it. She'll be removed from the bench. Yeah. It'll stay open.
She's probably already been removed. Excuse me?
I mean, we're hours away from a civil war anyway.
You think so?
All this gerrymandering they're doing.
Oh, the gerrymandering is unbelievable.
They do like to mander some jerrys.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I do like... I don't like what Gavin Newsom is doing. He's mocking all of Trump's posts and things like that. It is great, but at the same time, it's like, look, dude, don't lower yourself to his level. I get throwing it back in his face. You know what I mean?
But I think in reading what he's been posting, it's got enough humor to it that you know he's being satirical.
Oh, absolutely. It's an absolute joke.
He's being sarcastic.
But okay, so you know, like when Trump supposedly got shot at Butler,
right?
And he had the fight, right? Well, now Gavin Newsom posted one of him in that same pose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like he's I don't know. It's like okay. All right, I get it.
But don't
become him.
No, and he's not. That's what I'm saying, is that the way he's doing it, I don't know, at least what I'm seeing.
I think there's other ways to get at him other than that. It's like, don't waste your time on that. Spend your time on something that's going to be more worthwhile in the long run.
But you can't be reasonable.
No, you can't.
You're not
dealing with somebody who's
this
reasonable.
This is what he cares about.
This is the only thing that gets through.
Well,
I don't know that it's a bad tactic.
That says it doesn't work to go high with Trump, and that's and I get that. I mean, but the thing is,
kick him in the dick.
Well, listen, the only way to stop a bully is to smack him in the mouth.
Yeah, a bully.
Yep. That's the thing about bullies. They back down real quick if you just smack them in the mouth one time. It's like, ooh, sorry.
I mean, it's been proven to work with old Taco Boy.
I just wanted a friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I think he's going at it with enough satire and humor that it's working.
Yeah.
Works for me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you want? How about this?
Yeah. Remember we talked about, it's probably been several weeks ago now, that the mysterious object in space that's like hurtling our way.
Yeah.
And we said it was Three-Eye Atlas. That's what they've called it. And
actually turns out to be that Tesla that Elon Musk sent up into space.
Right, right. No. But anyway, something new has come out that I heard today is that because they've been tracking this thing. And the reason they're tracking it so closely is because it does not seem to be of natural origin. Just because, for one thing, it doesn't have the right kind of aura that it should. Like, if it was natural, it would have, like, a big dust cloud behind it. It doesn't have that. You know what I mean? They say that it is changing speeds. They say the average speed is, like, 135,000 miles an hour. But then it will also go slower and faster at times.
Hmm.
And then the newest thing that I heard today is that it appears that it has lights.
Cool.
Right.
Well.
So maybe help is on the way.
Well, yeah. Tell them to hurry up.
it could be help or doom.
At this point, let's just wrap this thing up.
What are we hoping for? Listen, I'm 61 years old. And as far back as I can remember, they've been talking about aliens and stuff like that. And I've always thought, wouldn't it be cool if at some point in my life, you know, there have been TV shows, there have been movies, there have been all kinds of stuff. Wouldn't at some point in my life, if we actually made contact and I could die and go, well, they said they were out there.
Well, and,
you know what I mean?
And I believe. Well, believe. I think that we are an experiment,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting too close to the end.
Mm.
We're their experiment, and they're like, oh boy, we better get there. And
it seems like it doesn't work.
Maybe it's a bunch of alien surgeons coming down to remove the orange cancer from our world. The orange cancer. Ooh. Ding that bell.
No, I like that one. I'm going to let that slide. That's probably what it's going to take.
If I don't get the bell, I get the bomb.
Yeah. Who are you, Trump?
Yeah, right.
I won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Anyway, so that's something. And then the thing with this... this whole object... is that I think we mentioned on the show that like October 29th, it's supposed to be on, it's coming like right at us.
Good.
But it has to go like, it has to come like, the sun is between us and it. So what they're saying is October 29th, it should be ready to either fly into the sun or jog around to keep coming toward us. And that will be the telltale sign if it is, in fact, not natural and it is alien.
Buckle
if,
up.
If they make the turn around the sun and keep heading toward us, then...
Space bomb. They're nuking the sun.
Are we taking bets?
I don't know.
I mean,
they're going around the sun.
It's probably not even going to affect us because, I mean, we've got several wars we're working on.
But this could be a big one.
We got a new world war. We've got a civil war. We're about to start something with Venezuela. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
we're very busy.
We really pissed off Venezuela when we wouldn't allow their Little League baseball team to play in the Little League World Series. So I get that they're hot.
Mm-hmm.
I get that they're hot. And then I heard that Russia accidentally sent a drone to Poland that blew up.
They also blew up an American factory in Ukraine.
What about Russia going into Ukraine with a tank that has a Russian flag and an American flag?
Mm-hmm.
That's no bueno.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we wonder why the aliens are coming.
Yeah, right.
Going to stop a world war or clean up after
or just,
it's done.
They're just the cleanup crew.
Mm-hmm. Do you you two shorties know what it's called when a short person waves at you?
A high five.
A microwave.
The microwave.
Microwave. I like that even better. Microwave. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What else we have here?
I don't know.
Well, of course you don't. I got all the notes.
You've got all the notes.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the lottery earlier, and I heard this conversation the other day, and they were talking about some of the grossest things that you would be willing to put in your mouth, right?
Nope.
And one of the consensus items to put in your mouth was like opening up a can of wet dog food and then eating that can of dog food, right? So then...
can I fry it like corned beef hash?
Well, no, you got to eat. You got to. You got to eat it right out of the can, and you got to get past the jelly that's on the top, right? But here's the thing: just imagine this scenario. Let's say I have three lottery tickets. Okay, two of them are duds, and I'm going to tell you that right off. One of them is a sure winner, $10 million. You get to pick which one of those tickets you want. But to get the chance to make that choice, you have to eat that can of dog food.
How tough are you feeling?
Are you going to eat that can of dog food to then take the chance to win $10 million?
No.
Because if you eat the dog food and you don't get the right ticket, now you've lost twice.
I'm going to crack you in the bean with the can and then I'm going to leave. Thanks for the ticket.
Yeah, I just got a gross from Debbie Dan Gray. Yeah, I get it. Hey, we're talking about dog food. Didn't Debbie Dan Gray just adopt a new puppy?
Yes, she did.
Bella?
Bella.
How cute.
Oh, she's so
pictures are so cute.
Sweet. Yeah.
The ears
and the big smile.
And the smile. The smile is what got me when I saw the picture.
Very cute. She is adorable. Congratulations on your new addition to your family.
Yep.
Hold on. I'm trying to go back to the pictures to show Ty. Because I don't know that. Look at that face.
Yep. Pretty cute.
She also looks like she could be a bit sassy.
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
She's spirited, we say in the South.
Right. So back to this whole lottery ticket dog food thing. I don't know that I would be able to get through the can of dog food to even get to make the pick of the ticket. I don't know that I could do it.
Could we switch to cat food? Those are smaller cans.
Well, I mean, just as bad, though. But I did hear somebody say that there's this five-star Michelin chef who has now made this, they're calling it a cat burger, that you can share with your cat. So this chef has put together ingredients from cat food to put together a burger, right?
So it's basically a salmon patty.
Kinda,
we eat anyway.
I didn't see pictures of it, but the people that I heard talking about it said that they saw a picture of it, and it looked like if you didn't tell me what was in it, I'd eat it.
Well, and here's the thing about pet food in my mind is why are we feeding them gross stuff?
Because it's cheap.
Well, there's a lot of companies now that are trying to change that out. You know what I mean? If you look at that stuff that, you know, those commercials, you have your dog food in the refrigerator, like a deal breaker, you know. But there's a lot of stuff that they've come out with. It's so expensive, though.
So is real food. But
right.
Don't they deserve it?
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what the puppy chow tastes like, but they seem to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I did bite a dog biscuit once. on a dare when I was a kid, took the corner off one, and it was...
like eating sawdust?
Kind of, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't horrible.
Not very exciting.
It wasn't horrible, but it was not like, look, if I'm Fido, it's not like I'm lining up every day, wagging my tail to get one of those babies. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, my God, I got to get me another one of those. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't come up with something else.
Yeah, well, our puppies love their treats.
Yeah.
Their little.
Oh, the cookies I give them? the lemon cookies?
No, I give them the bacon treats.
Yeah.
And they do smell like bacon. Yeah. They might be turkey bacon. I'm not sure.
Well, talking about dogs, it says they're now coming out with Ozempic for dogs. And I'm thinking, and this is for overweight dogs. And I'm like, you know what? Ozempic, even if you've got like a good plan, is like $500, like a dose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's also a shot.
Yeah, right.
You're going to give your dog a shot?
If you got a fat dog, you know, get him off the couch.
Yeah, run him around.
Throw the ball for him a few times.
Take a walk.
Change his diet a little bit, you know. And I'm sure that...
More carrots.
This said Ozempic for dogs, but I imagine if they have it for dogs, they have it for all pets, you know. Ozempic for cats, Ozempic for your goat, you know, whatever pet you got.
Goats seem to do okay,
mm-hmm.
from what I've seen.
And goats eat everything.
They eat everything, but mm-hmm. they also climb everything.
Yeah.
They're very active and sometimes very loud.
Yeah.
So, Debbie Dan Gray said, I lived down the street from a guy who put dog biscuits in the sun and then ate them.
Oh.
Well, you got to...
Toast them.
Warmer's
first.
Better.
Yeah.
Warmer's better.
Yeah. Hot and fresh.
Pop them in the air fryer for a minute. I don't know.
I got a thing about air fryers because I know you love your air fryer, but I have a whole thing of 10 things that you shouldn't put in your air fryer. We might as well do it now. It's right here in my notes.
Okay.
It's right here. It's next. So what do you think? Now, and here's the thing. You have put in the air fryer some of these things.
I'm sure I have.
But they say that these are the top 10 things that you're not supposed to put in your air fryer. Number one is toast. You put toast in the air fryer all the time.
I make all of our toast in the air fryer.
Right. Number two is obvious. Soup.
Oh, yeah. No.
Come on. Soup. Pasta. You shouldn't put pasta in your air fryer.
Why?
They say that it dries it out too much. No greens. No fresh greens. You shouldn't put any greens in your air fryer, according to this list.
Did it say why not to put the toast in?
Because they said that it makes it too crispy and brittle.
Nope. It just didn't do it right.
You didn't do it right, right? So no pasta.
Loser error.
Pasta dries it out too much.
Loser error.
No greens.
Loser error.
I wouldn't put greens in there.
How were your pierogies in the air fryer?
Right. Yeah. No popcorn in your air fryer.
Yeah, no, that I wouldn't
makes
do
sense.
That.
Anything with a lot of cheese, don't put in your air fryer.
Well,
could make a real mess.
I've found that if I try to make cheese toast mm-hmm. without toasting the bread first, where the bread is warm when I put the cheese on so it'll stick,
right?
My cheese disappears, and I think it burns onto the...
Well, then they say it could be like almost impossible to clean.
Yes.
That's one of the things about
and
the cheese.
And it also... Mm-hmm. Kills your air fryer.
They say thick bone-in cuts of meat. Now I know that we've had steak in the air fryer and it comes out wonderful. But what they're saying is a thick bone-in cut of meat. You don't want that.
Well, and I don't usually buy meat with bones.
Right. You shouldn't do rice in your air fryer.
I wouldn't attempt that.
No eggs.
Oh, no, see, I Googled that the other day.
Yeah, what'd they say?
They said eggs you can absolutely do in the air fryer.
All right, and then the last one here,
But you need to put it in a dish first.
Right.
You know.
Contain it.
Contain it. Mm. You don't just...
Don't just pour it in like soup.
Plop the egg in the little basket.
Right.
Expect it to be on the top of the basket.
And the last one says, don't put cupcakes in your air fryer.
Who would put a cupcake in your air fryer?
It seems like you would just dry it completely out.
Some kind of asshole.
Watch your language, buddy.
No, toast in the air fryer, a minute each side. It's wonderful. Perfect.
Yep.
You just need to learn your air fryer.
Yep.
It'll heat anything.
Got to learn about things.
Right. Mm-hmm. And experiment. Mm. Some things work, some things don't.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like life. There are things you shouldn't put in your microwave either.
Mm-hmm. We're getting really close to the end, and there's something that I saw here that earlier this week, and I thought it said, sometimes they say the quiet part out loud. Marco Rubio.
They've been doing that a lot.
Yeah.
They?
Marco Rubio, when asked about his continued support of Trump, said, well, he never molested my children.
Oh, not yet.
I mean, come on, man. You know what I mean? Marco, why do you continue to support Trump? Well, he never molested my kids. You know what I mean?
Jeez, wow. That truly is the quiet part out loud.
Right. That's hysterical. Oh.
What did he tell you, Marco?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on in the world?
It's crazy, man.
Fascism and the end of capitalism.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take a break. We're at our halfway point. During the break, I'm going to play a bunch of promos. And these promos, do yourself a favor and check them out, because there's a lot of great programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7. A lot of great shows. There's music shows. There's talk shows. A lot of great stuff. Do yourself a favor and check them out. When we come back, hey, listen, at the end of all the promos and all that, I'm playing a song, and I'm playing it for my honey bunny. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, well, we are back, and that was Wondering Why by this band that I've recently been turned on to. They are the Red Clay Strays, and I found out about them on TikTok, if you believe it or not. But
shocking.
Right. But I don't know. I felt like after... earlier this week, Steph and I think we mentioned last week that we were watching this show called Afterlife. And it was this show by Ricky Gervais.
Yes.
And oh my God, when it ended,
oh,
what a weep fest. My God. It's like one of those shows, if you watch this show, Afterlife, if you watch the end of it and you're not a puddle, I'm not sure you're human. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I proved I was human.
Yeah, she did. I was like, oh my God, even Steph's crying. Because I was a mess.
Well, you usually are.
Yeah. I'm a mess at Publix commercials.
I was going to say, but the end of Afterlife.
Yeah.
And it was a, I loved the series.
I loved the whole thing. It was what, three seasons, right? We binged it pretty much all the way through.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
But man, that end was, I mean,
that was a gut punch, man.
It was. And you and Jack came home.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Mom and I are sobbing, holding each other on the couch.
We're like, you know, just snot and
completely puddled.
It was.
Yeah. Anyway.
What a mess.
What a mess.
But anyway.
FYI, great series.
Yeah.
When you get near the end.
Yeah, just turn it off.
Okay. Get your tissues and your basket because you're going to need both.
Yeah.
And maybe two boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, but like I say, that song that I just played, Wondering Why, is by the Red Clay Strays. And if you're not familiar with them, look them up. They're great. If they ever come to town, that would be somebody that I would love to see.
Yes.
I would absolutely love to see.
And that was a very beautiful song. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. You deserve it. Let's see. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're back. This is the start of our second hour. We've got little old Stephanie over there. We got our boy Ty Ginn, and of course, little old me, Marco, over here. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to check in with us. You know what I mean? Send us a little note or, you know, whatever you want to do. 727-804-5891. Let's see. During the break, I was looking over my notes.
Oh, no.
And this is the story that...
I'm sure you've got stuff.
And this is the story that got me this week. And I think I just heard it yesterday. And it's like, yeah, what happened to Doge? You know what I mean? Where'd Doge go?
It's over.
Because Kristi Noem announced, I think it was yesterday, that the Trump administration is going to be painting the entire southern border wall black.
Black.
Mm-hmm. So it will burn you.
Well, and here's the thing. And she's saying it was President Trump's idea to paint it black because everything that's painted black in that heat is hot. Mm-hmm. And they won't be able to climb it because it's too hot. Do they not have gloves? What if it's nighttime? What about all the gaps in the wall?
Yeah, what about that?
So the estimates to paint this thing that I saw were the cheapest one was $500 million.
Mm.
Okay, that's for one coat of acrylic paint.
Man.
$500 million. Now,
good thing we got rid of school lunches.
Somebody else said if they want to do it right, they'd powder coat the whole thing. And that could cost as much as $3.3 billion.
Shouldn't the metal have been powder coated before they put it in? I'm just thinking that powder coating is something...
Dad just said Vinoy Parker. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The powder coating is something you do before you put it in the ground.
Can't they only paint our side of it? That's not the side they're going to be climbing.
Well, the thing is, right.
Good point.
But there's so many good points.
Which is why it should have been powder coated on both sides.
I saw a lot of videos today that said, you're not even considered Mexican if you can't flip a tortilla barehanded. He says, you think we're afraid of that hot metal? You do realize we work on roofs all day, all summer, and that we're not afraid of heat. We can deal with it. And gloves.
Gloves.
Nighttime. The gaps. Huge gaps.
How did we solve our...
It's just a huge waste of money.
How did we solve our black step problem our pool cage flew away in Milton?
Right. We put a rug on it.
Yep.
So, okay. So this is what Dad said about the Red Clay Strays. November, they will be Vinoy Park. Yeah, November 21st to the 23rd.
Okay.
So that might be something that I would love to see.
I've
seen a lot of their videos, and it's what I dig about them It's the lead singer, and I don't know what his name is, but he's tall and slender, and he's got a very sort of 50s sort of slicked pompadour sort of hair. Looks very rockabilly.
Right.
But he is very also Johnny Cash-ish.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And
like the vibe.
Yeah. And the rest of the band, they all look like lumberjacks and stuff like that. But, but I don't know. I think they're probably a whole lot bigger than what I know of them. But the songs that I've listened to that they play, it's fantastic. So,
and look,
Red
Vinoy,
Clay Strays.
Vinoy Park.
Yeah.
Easy, yep. You know.
And then November won't be hot.
November, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll look it up.
Love it.
We're going.
Yeah, sounds good.
You're going.
I dig it. You're going. So anyway, that's the whole thing about the painting it black. It's like, you know, what?
It's ridiculous.
And they act like this is, I mean.
I think they're just laundering money at this point.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, I mean, if they really wanted to keep people out, they should have just, instead of build a wall, they should have just planted bougainvillea.
Well, when the paint thing doesn't work.
It's pretty. Do they
then just put machine gun nests?
Well, they you want
I mean?
To.
I mean, it's like, what?
That's next.
We're going to paint it black so it's hot.
Okay. Genius.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, I'm going to touch this thing. Oh, my. Oh, so I saw this guy today who was a reporter, and he's in Texas, okay? And at a section where they had started painting. And he goes, okay, so it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's pretty damn hot, right? He goes, I'm going to put my hand on the black, right? He says, it's pretty warm. Now I'm going to put it on the one next to it that hasn't been painted yet. It's all rusty. He goes, you know what? This one actually feels hotter. You know, it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, well.
The least amount it's going to cost is $500 million.
And all I'm saying is bougainvillea have spiny thorns, whether the sun is shining or not, day, night.
Mm-hmm.
Hot, cold, raining, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. if you want a real deterrent, I'm not saying that we need said deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be a little more creative. And truly, a row of bougainvillea blooming would be much prettier.
Yeah.
If you will.
I mentioned something last week or the week before about Trump wanting to go into the Smithsonian and change a lot of the history. And where is it that
he's concerned there's not enough future stuff.
Well, he's concerned that there's not enough about our country's brightness. And it's all about how bad slavery was.
Well, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
There's plenty about it's history.
Yes, right. How do you learn from your mistakes? Sometimes you have to go and look at it and see it and be reminded.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I just don't understand it. It just blows my mind.
Yeah.
And it's like this chick on TikTok was doing this thing, and she's like, okay, imagine I'm Trump, and I'm at the Smithsonian. So I walk up to this exhibit, and there's a big plaque, and he's like, oh, that's too many words. We better get rid of this one.
Yeah, probably.
That's too many words. We got to get rid of this one.
He can't read.
He can't read. You know, we got to get rid of this one. We got to get rid of this one. I did hear earlier this week that he was talking about, I think that if I end this Russia-Ukraine war, that it might actually put me into heaven. I'm not doing too good. This might be what actually puts me into heaven. I'm thinking, I'm not a big believer in all that, but I'm thinking it might take a little bit more than that.
You're probably not going.
You got a big anchor on you, bro. You know what I mean?
And I thought you were gonna do that before you took office.
Yeah, right.
You had the hotline to Putin to make
this might
stop.
Be my ticket into heaven.
Yeah, no. No, yeah.
I don't know how it all works, but I don't see that happening.
So says the man chosen by God, allegedly. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, my. We are in a quagmire.
The aliens cannot get here fast enough.
Right.
The world's
speed
in a tangle.
Up.
Where's that AI Atlas or whatever it is? Mm-hmm. 3i Atlas. Get it on here. Let's
Come
get
on.
It on. Let's
speed up. I know you can.
135,000 miles an hour on average. Let's kick it into gear.
Tick it up.
Kick it into gear.
Send some warning shots.
Let's go. Let's see. Oh, here's something I like. The FDA is saying that potentially radioactive shrimp are being sold at Walmart. And I'm thinking,
cool.
Is that a bad thing? Do you get special powers, superpowers by eating radioactive shrimp?
Yes.
I mean, look what happened to Spider-Man.
Cancer.
Spider-Man was able to jump all over the city, sling webs and stuff like that. I mean, what special powers could you possibly get from a shrimp?
I don't know.
Scoliosis.
Maybe. I think what you do is you're able now to give people hives.
Yes.
Like I could probably completely take my dad out. My dad gets hives when he eats shrimp. But if I was like superhuman now with shrimp power, it'd be like, these are the shrimp you are looking for. No, he's not only getting a couple of hives, he's getting full body hives.
You've been shrimped.
You've been shrimped, brother.
Now you are MAGA.
Yeah.
Another day saved by Shrimp Daddy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I heard something a week or two ago that they found a wasp nest over at like Chernobyl or mm-hmm. something like that. And those wasps were now radioactive.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's what we need. You get stung by one of those wasps. Now all of a sudden you glow in the dark or something.
Lovely. Well, we need to like get back to nature.
Mm-hmm. We need to start over.
We need a redo. We need to unplug.
Yeah, but before we do the redo, we need to cut off.
Yeah, we need to.
It's like, okay, this is over now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we're doing this.
Well, pump the brakes.
We're getting to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's coming. I think that's coming.
Yeah.
That we're all gonna have to survive off grid for a period of time.
Ty, you and Jack went to Busch Gardens earlier this week. How was that?
It was cool. It rained a little bit.
Did it really?
Yeah.
So I mean, did you do the rides? I mean,
we did Iron Gwazi.
Iron Gwazi.
Which is crazy. That was a good one. And we did Shikra.
Oh my God! Is the Shikra? Is that like the wooden one?
No, that's the Iron Gwazi.
Okay.
I don't know why
they call it iron.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They added like metal supports to the wood.
Okay, so you're now
they had to.
Yeah, because they had to.
You're now 35 years old. When you get off of one of those roller coasters, not necessarily right after, but the next day. Do you feel like you've been in a street fight?
Car accident.
No. Car accident.
No, I mean, it's pretty good.
What was the ride we went, when we went for your birthday a million years ago with Frankie, when you, that they wouldn't let you get on?
That was a Montu.
Do they still have that one?
Yeah. I've been on that. A lot.
But you didn't ride that one this time.
Mm-hmm. No, it was closed.
Okay.
Well, did you guys go to the beer tent?
That one was
beer tent.
That one was the one that I rode that I decided I was far too old to ride roller coasters.
Well, the last,
and I believe I was about your age.
The last roller coaster I rode and will ever ride was at Legoland.
Yeah, that was.
And that wasn't even that big of a roller coaster. And Hannah was the only one that would man up and ride it with me.
I rode it.
You did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I got on that, and I decided afterwards that roller coasters are not my thing. I cannot do it anymore. I mean, literally. I mean, my wrist hurt. My elbow hurt.
Look shook.
My back was a little janky. I mean, it's like, come on, man. You can't throw this old guy around like that. And that wasn't even that big of a roller coaster. That was a kid roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And still, it's like.
Was that a centrifugal force?
I felt like a crash test dummy.
Sheikra might kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Roller coaster now?
Remember that one we did in Ohio?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That drag strip racer thing?
And the boob tube lady?
That was classic. That was classic.
We will always remember the boob tube lady.
Kings Island. Painful. Yeah, that's what Debbie Dan Gray said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm telling you. That was Cedar Point where we went, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went Cedar Point.
Right, that drag strip race or whatever it was. That was...
it was crazy.
That was insane.
But
we both got in that scene and was like, did we make the right decision?
This was a mistake.
Yeah,
why
not
is mom still standing down there holding all our stuff?
But the chick that came down with her boob tube down was like... almost worth it. It's like,
made it all
worth
she
it. Lost her top. Maybe this might be, now we have to go.
This is cool now.
And it showed up on the, because it's, that was when they,
right.
They take the photos, the mm-hmm. camera, mm-hmm. when the car goes by. And
yep.
And so it was up on all the screens.
Sun's out, boobs out.
Yeah. Hair is straight up in the air.
Tata's akimbo.
Yeah.
Just another day at the park.
Just another day at the park.
And the guy running the ride goes, 57th one I've seen today.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
There must be 50. No, can't do it. All right, folks, with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, we've been prattling along now for another half hour. We got to take this break, and this is an oldie but goodie. I think everybody digs this song. If you don't dig it, maybe you will dig it. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a story about this song, and I don't know. I think maybe you'll have a whole new appreciation for it. All right, folks, we're going to take this break. We'll be back in a minute or two or three. Okay, we're back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. That was a cover of a Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook in the Medicine Show. Now, everybody's heard that song. But what I found out this week is, I thought was pretty amazing. So, Dr. Hook in the Medicine Show, this song came out back in 1972. And it was part of their debut album.
Mm-hmm.
Self-titled Dr. Hook in the Medicine Show. Okay. Now, what's crazy is there were about 10 songs on that album, all right? Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show didn't write a single one of those songs on the album. Who do you suppose did?
I don't know.
You're not even going to believe it.
Paul McCartney.
Shel Silverstein.
Oh.
What?
What were the books he wrote?
Where the Sidewalk Ends. And
Shel Silverstein. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wrote all of those songs. On that album, every single one.
Well, now I gotta listen to it.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm thinking about the Shel Silverstein books. And I'm like, how does that correlate to Cover of a Rolling Stone? And if you listen to the other songs on the album, it's like, really? Shel's a different dude, man. When he's not writing children's books.
He's got layers.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like Bare Naked Ladies. I love the Bare Naked Ladies. As popular music. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you would consider them rock.
I mean, Shel Silverstein's had a whole series of children's books.
Yes. And Bare Naked Ladies mm-hmm. have had an entire career from what we knew. In the children's world, they became like the next Raffi.
Nice. Yep. Anyway, I just thought that that was very interesting when I heard that. And I don't even know, I don't know what happened first, if I was looking for the song or if I heard about Shel Silverstein, or I don't even know how it came about, but all of a sudden it was like, I got to play this song. I got to play it. And it, I love the song. I've always known this song. Let's see. We're back. This is our final segment of the show. And it is now 7:36, which gives us a little bit of time.
A little bit.
And that little bit of time is going to go quick. So sit down and pay attention, because I got some stuff to tell you.
Okay, good, because I've got a sewer backup that I have to deal with.
Oh, no. Okay. There's something that I want to see. There's and we talked about this like months ago. And this is a movie that's going to be, it's based on a Stephen King book, and it's called The Long Walk. Ooh. And it's sort of, it's going to be in the same vein as Squid Game,
right.
Sort of. One of those things where if you drop out, you drop out.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting. I've seen the clips from that, and that looks like it's going to be interesting to see. It's like you're walking. You stop walking, you die. That's the name of the game there on that one. Trying to hurry through this, but it's like I can't speed it up.
I know.
The time is the time.
The time is the time.
Yeah. One of the things I was most disappointed in earlier this week when I saw is that the state of Florida has now decided that they're going to get rid of all of the street murals that depict the LGBTQ community.
Well, people have painted them back on.
Well, did they do that? Because I saw that in Orlando outside the Pulse nightclub,
mm-hmm.
overnight they paved it back where it wasn't LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a big rally there today. So hopefully they painted it back. They're saying that they're going to do it down in downtown St. Pete and then also in Key West. Starting September 3rd in Key West, so supposedly they're going to get rid of all of the LGBTQ crosswalks.
I don't know, but from what I saw today, the crosswalk outside of Pulse, there was no notice that was even going to happen.
Right, they just did it in the middle
of
the night.
They just did it.
Right, and that's the kind of shenanigans, okay? That's the kind of shenanigans, and guess who's behind it? That's Governor DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
He's behind all that, and it's I don't know if he's trying to S Donnie's D to make himself look better.
Absolutely,
but it's mm-hmm. it's like, look, dude, we don't all think that way. You know what I mean? We're all accepting of it. I don't understand what the problem is. I wanted to get a hold of a downtown St. Pete muralist, but I wasn't able to do that. But still, it's sad. It's a sad state of affairs where people think that they have to do away with something. It's hateful.
It is. We're sliding into fascism.
Yeah. It's hateful. It's absolutely hateful. I mean, I can't even imagine being so stoked that look what we just did. We got rid of that.
They're owning the libs.
How about being so stoked about, rounding up the immigrants? You know, I mean, it's like, who are you?
They're ghouls.
Who are these people?
They're ghouls.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I saw something that, and this is something that I saw in the Week magazine, and it's like, listen, if you are a parent and you have kids, please do yourself and your kids a favor and keep your gummies away from your kids, because the number of kids...
Those are my Swedish fish.
Right. The number of kids that are going to the emergency room because they are freaking out because they have eaten their parents' marijuana-laced gummies is on the rise. I mean,
maybe they should stop making them into gummies and candy and stuff.
Right.
you know.
Yeah, I get that.
We should be smart about this.
Mm-hmm. And maybe this generation needs to grow a pair and take some pills instead of gummies.
Let's all get hopped up on goofballs. I saw this other thing that it was like in the back of the Week magazine. There's like a 2-page article, and this week it was called Bite Club. Mm-hmm. And so what Bite Club is, it's a club where if you've been bitten by a shark, right, you can now be a member of Bite Club. Whether you like it or not, Bite Club members are going to reach out to you because they've been bitten, and they know from their experience that now all of a sudden you're not only going to have some sort of a PTSD, you're going to have nightmares, you're probably going to be afraid to go in the ocean again.
I'm not going to be afraid because I'm just not going to go.
Well, and the thing is, not only are you going to be experiencing the PTSD and the nightmares and stuff like that, but a lot of times these shark bites do such damage, especially they were talking about nerve damage, that they might be able to put you back together, but the nerves and things like that that the actual bite destroyed, now all of a sudden you've got like hot skin. When you walk, if you got bit on the leg or something like that, now all of a sudden, every time you put weight on that leg, it feels like you're getting, you know, electrocuted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's just, it's a lot. So there's this this whole article that I read. It was 2 pages, and there's this Bite Club. And I thought that was kind of interesting that that's out there.
I saw a guy get bit by a shark the other day on TikTok.
I saw a kid get bitten on, and he was like a teenage surfer, and it took a big, it bit his foot pretty good, and it was like, it didn't look like his foot was hanging off or anything like that, but it was a pretty good bite. I can't even imagine. I was bitten one time when I was a kid. I was probably, 13 or 14, and, in my neighborhood, they back when I was a kid, people just used to let their dogs out, right? You didn't have to walk your dog. You didn't have to pick up the poop, nothing like that. You just let your dogs out, and they came home to eat, you know?
Or they didn't.
Right. But anyway, across the way from me, these people had this huge St. Bernard, and his name was Kilo, right? My mom was convinced that his name was Kilo because his parents were drug traffickers or something.
Probably. Why you would have a dog like that.
Huge dog. Anyway, but I was always really cool with Kilo, and I played with Kilo a lot. You know what I mean? And this one particular day, I'm playing with Kilo, and my mom calls me. I got to go home. So I'm like, okay, I got to go. And I start to walk away, and Kilo came up and bit me right on my ass so hard. I mean, it was like I was shook. I was like, are you got to be kidding me? This dog bit me, and it broke the skin. It was bad. That's the only time I've ever been attacked by an animal. Can you imagine being attacked by a shark?
Something the size of a car.
A shark or an alligator, mm-hmm. Something like that. You know, I can't even... A dog bite, I mean, you can sort of... okay. Well, you get over it. But a shark bite, that's got to be pretty... detrimental to the brain.
Yeah.
I'd never get in the water again.
No.
But these people are like, well, that's what we do in Bite Club, is we try to get you to... You know, ease yourself back into the water.
I'm good, man.
It's like, you know, you only get struck by lightning once. And this is coming from the guy that wrote the article. It's like, yeah, well, I was bitten once in 1980, something like that. And then I was bitten again. It's like, no, so lightning does strike more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not out there to get bitten, you know. Not my thing, man.
That's why you don't get in the water.
No.
Yeah, just don't go out there.
No. I mean, when I was a kid.
You're walking into someone else's home.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I mean, you couldn't keep me out of the water. Now that I'm an adult, it's like, I don't think so. I'm not about it. I'm not going to do it. Mm. We talked about that. I saw this thing, and this is kind of like a ridiculous. You see these ridiculous trends all the time. And it's in China now, they are having adult pacifiers. And it's like, okay, really? What are we doing?
No, we have vapes. It's the same.
But adult pacifiers. It's like,
what about ring pops?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. So is there like a whole group of people over in China walking around with adult pacifiers hanging out of their mouth, you know?
I mean, we have a president that wears a diaper, so.
That's true. That is true. That's absolutely true. Mm. Oh, this is something that kind of got my goat earlier today. And it's it was a list of the funniest movies of the last 50 years.
Okay. MacGruber, number one.
Yeah. No. The worst movie ever.
Where's your explosion sound? MacGruber.
I've never seen it, and I never will.
No, don't waste your time. It is horrible. but anyway, so this list, they were talking about this list, and they were trying to just to get to the 10 best, right? And I was paying attention, but I wasn't really paying attention because I was doing stuff. I was at work. But when they said that the funniest movie, number one, funniest movie in the last 50 years, what would you
think? Last 50 years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 50 years.
50 years. Funniest movie, last 50 years.
Mm.
I mean, there's been a lot of
There's been a lot of movies.
Right.
In 50 years.
Sure. Last 50 years. Funniest movie.
You can't close it in any more than 50 years?
Well, they were looking for this. What really made me mad is that the movie, one of the movies that I thought is one of the funniest, wasn't even on the list for the last 50 years. I was like, are you kidding?
All right. So can you at least narrow the year? I mean, are we?
I can't. I'm just going to say that I was appalled to learn. Number one on the list, funniest movie in the last 50 years, Airplane. It's not the funniest. Are you kidding?
It's pretty good, though.
It's pretty good.
But number one, the number one funniest movie in the last 50 years?
At least it's in the wheelhouse.
I would put it at least top 10.
I'd put it up there, but not number one.
No, I'd go more Monty Python.
Monty Python, they're good. They weren't even on, none of those were on the list.
And see, that's not right.
The one that I picked was Young Frankenstein. Wasn't even on the list.
What about like Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles was on the list. I think Blazing Saddles was like, you know, 8 or 9, something like that, you know.
I mean, I love Airplane.
Airplane is good.
Airplane 2 is good.
But the funniest movie in the last 50 years? What about the Step Brothers? That's funnier than Airplane, I think.
I don't think so.
I don't know. But our idea, I believe, of funny over the last half century... Mm-hmm. has changed.
Young Frankenstein.
We are not allowed to have comedy anymore. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to make fun of anything.
Well, you're never going to make another Blazing Saddles.
No,
that was
not
a one-off. You're not ever going to do a redo. You're not. I mean, that
Airplane
was
Airplane. You could probably make again today.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Well, they did. They did have a redo, right?
Well,
they just redid Naked Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is also funny, but still not. I don't know that it's Blazing Saddles for sure in the top 10, and it was. That's what Debbie Dan or Dad said. Blazing Saddles, But I mean, I thought for sure that Young Frankenstein would be right up in there. No, not even. Not even on the list.
Mel Brooks should have been the whole top 10.
Right.
Maybe Young Frankenstein wasn't on the list because it's more than 50 years ago.
Maybe.
I'm thinking about it now. I saw it in the theater, and I may have been 10. So it may not have made the list because it's more than 50 years ago.
God, you're old.
God, I know. I hate it.
Naked Gun was okay. I'm getting that.
Hold on. I'm looking up Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein. 1974.
So it's more than 50 years old.
It's 51.
51 years. That's why it didn't make the list.
Yeah.
Wow. That's... Oh. See, this getting old thing.
Young Frankenstein is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. And I was at the time when I saw it, I was probably too young to even understand all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen it a bunch of times since then, and I get it.
I watch it every Halloween.
It is so great. So great.
That, I the watch Rocky it. Horror Picture Show.
Oh, no. That's another one. I don't know if that's considered. Is that considered comedy? Dramedy.
No. And if I start early enough, I'll do Little Shop of Horrors as well. That's do the movie marathon on Halloween.
Little Shop of Horrors is also fantastic. Yeah. Also fantastic. Let's see. Where are we? Where are we here with what we're doing?
I needed
time to go by?
Yeah, I need about 8 minutes to disappear.
Yep. Well, you got to go?
I don't know.
Well, you said you had to go when you came in, Ty.
Yeah, I'm sweating. It's getting serious.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to my day.
Mm-hmm.
I have made some bad choices in my life.
Let's go ahead and do these quotes then.
We don't...
What?
Go ahead.
Well, what do you want me to do?
We just need to keep going.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to keep going.
Okay.
I mean, I'm out of my notes. I mean, oh. I'm to that point.
Oh, so it's his fault. He's out of stuff.
Yeah, it's my fault. I didn't prepare properly for the show. I'm out of stuff.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
We need...
Yeah, I'm out.
Shiny, happy people everywhere.
Yep.
I'm going to listen to Chicago.
Anyway, let's do these quotes. If you can be manipulated by a millionaire on the news into hating people you don't even know, you might not be the free thinker you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the weird people. Poets, yes. Misfits, writers, mystics, painters, troubadours, for they teach us to see the world through different eyes.
Yes.
That's it.
I like this one. Dear Abby, I'm 19 years old and still a virgin. Are my brothers gay? Lonely in Alabama.
Oh. That's bad.
This one says, I don't care about male cheerleaders in the NFL cheering for their team, but I do care about the president of the United States cheering for Putin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Release those files.
Yep. If you allow the government to break the law because of an emergency, they will always create an emergency to break the law.
Yes.
Yep.
And this one is something that I said earlier this evening. Well, he never molested any of my children. So that's that.
Anyway, I guess it's okay. Yeah. He can molest yours, but not mine.
Right. Anyway, Steph, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Life is all about choices.
Yeah. What about you, kid?
I don't know, man.
I know you got a crap, so we're going to try to end it up here quick. I want to say thank you to everybody. If listen, I mentioned earlier in the show that the voting is over, and there's no
win, lose, or draw.
Yeah, whatever it is, I just appreciate the acknowledgement and whatever it is.
The participation.
I love you all. Spending your Friday evenings listening to us prattling on. So I dig that. But anyway, I'll also say Semper Fi Devil Dogs, I miss you, Mom. And Duchess, it's about that time. Thank you so much, everybody, that has texted us this evening. It's always fun when you play along. And we will, I think it's supposed to rain all weekend here, Ty, so I don't know what that means. But we will go ahead and end the show. And we will see you next week. Be careful. Stay dry.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all, folks.